Wednesday, July 29th, I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis losing another corporate headquarters.
Panera Bread, which Ken Rosenthal founded as a single St. Louis Bread Company location in Kirkwood in 1987, confirms to KMOX it is moving its headquarters to the Boston area in July 2027. Many St. Louis area support jobs will relocate from the current headquarters in Fenton, though a smaller local office will remain. Questions include whether city and county restaurants will still carry the Bread Co. banner. The relocation caps a turbulent stretch for the company, which has traded fresh baked bread for frozen dough, capped its famously unlimited sip club, and watched its sales fall from first to third in fast casual, all while promising a turnaround it's calling Panera Rise. And now the latest step in that turnaround, a headquarters move out of its founding city to a place with higher costs of doing business and higher taxes, but where its CEO has spent most of his life. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
14th and Market outside the Stiefel Theater is closed this morning following a deadly crash. City police say a motorcyclist is dead after the driver crashed into a Metro bus. It happened sometime around 4:30 a.m., according to our news partners at Fox 2. Police say they don't believe anyone on the bus was injured. Police still looking for suspects in last night's ambush on officers. The SLMPD says city officers and federal agents were conducting a traffic stop yesterday after 9 p.m. near Thecla Avenue and Riverview Boulevard. Another vehicle arrived on the scene during the stop and opened fire on the officers. Police pursued the vehicle, a gray Ford Fusion without license plates, to the 1500 block of Sells Avenue. The suspects got away. If you live in the area, police are asking you to submit any surveillance footage to the St. Louis Police Department. St. Louis County voters are less than a week away from deciding whether to establish a 3.5% online sales tax. Whether the tax passes or fails could have a significant impact on the county budget, according to Chris Gran Howard, the county council's budget policy coordinator.
If you don't have a use tax, then you're going to have to make serious cuts, and the people will then maybe figure out what it is they're willing to live without or what they're willing to pay for.
The county projects their share of the online sales tax revenue would amount to $70 million annually if passed. FEMA providing additional funding to help St. Louis City recover from last year's tornado. How much will it help?
FEMA is providing nearly $3 million to St. Louis City to help fund their case managers. Mayor Kara Spencer says these case managers are there to assist residents get all they can from the various sources of funding.
If there are specific criticisms or specific challenges that individual residents are experiencing, we can help navigate that.
The funding for the case managers was initially provided by the city and due to expire next month. However, the workload on these managers is significant, with nearly 1,000 open and active cases for only around 10 managers. Will these funds allow for more case managers so they can more easily sift through these applications? Mayor Spencer said those answers will come in the coming days. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
It's 8:05. Another reminder to take precautions against mosquitoes. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer reports.
According to the Jefferson County Health Department, mosquitoes collected from trap sites in Arnold and DeSoto this month have tested positive for West Nile virus. Jeffco officials have implemented control measures in the affected area of DeSoto, but it has no jurisdiction to do so in Arnold. The department has not reported any human cases of West Nile virus linked to the findings, but it's reminding residents to reduce their risk of exposure by staying indoors during peak hours, eliminating any standing water around your house, and keeping doors and windows shut in the evening. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
A major blow-up in O'Fallon as the extreme heat has caused a section of Highway K to buckle. MoDOT crews did temporary repairs yesterday, but will be making a full repair today. Between 8 and 3, expect the left lane and left turn lane on Highway K to be closed. MoDOT's Bob Becker says blow-ups happen when there are multiple days of 90-degree or higher temperatures, causing the pavement to expand and moisture underneath causes the pavement to buckle. A large dirt mound in Soulard should be gone by the start of August. Let's get more from Jade Aubrey.
At least that's according to the owner of the property at 2221 South 7th Street in Soulard, which the mound sits on. Last week, two city officials told me they had reason to believe the owner of the property, JLN Soulard Properties, authorized a small amount of dirt to be dumped months ago, but then it got out of hand. A spokesperson for the owner now says he did not authorize the dumping and wasn't aware of the pileup until the city got involved. The owner says he then, quote, immediately initiated the removal process. But both parties agree on one thing, the dirt will be gone soon. Last week, city officials said the owner was cooperating with their cleanup requests, and in the statement, the owner says the mound will, quote, be fully cleared within the next 10 days. If you drive by the site today, you'll see an excavator tearing apart the mound and dump trucks taking loads of dirt from the property. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
A new apartment complex has been approved for Lafayette Square's old Praxair site. That corner lot on Jefferson and Shoto has been mostly empty since Praxair moved its operation to Cahokia in 2006 after a fire caused major explosions. The city's preservation board approved plans for 2000 Missouri, a six-story building of apartments and ground floor retail. Tonight's your last chance to catch a free concert at the Missouri Botanical Garden. The last summer concert starts at 7 p.m. and features the Bedlam Brothers, a local blues, rock, and folk band. An ASL interpreter will be on site.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.